This episode is created to tell you two things. Just wanted to tell you two things. It's Tuesday. Maybe you won't listen to this till Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or whatever day of the week that you're listening to this podcast episode. It is because God wants you to know two things. I'm going to just tell you what the two things are before I talk about them. Thing number one. What is yours, okay? Write that down, put that on a sticky, put it on your dashboard, put it on the computer screen at your job, wherever you need to put it to remind yourself, what is yours. If it belongs to you, it belongs to you, period. Number two, whatever God's will is for you, whatever God wants you to accomplish, He will give you the strategy to accomplish it. Period, period, period. Those are two things. It's yours, whatever God wants you to do, He will give you the strategy to accomplish it. Period. Check this out. This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Saul, the podcast. I live in a four-story building. The first floor is commercial. Restaurants, I think Pyology is there. Used to be a Starbucks there. And another restaurant. The second floor used to be commercial. And unfortunately, they decided to convert the second floor back to residential units. They had just completed that work, and the maintenance guy, who's super cool, asked me if I wanted to take an unofficial tour. I'm like, sure. So there are two corner units and then about four or five units in between those. He takes me to the corner unit that is, you know, one of the ones that everybody likes. And then he takes me to this kind of L-shaped thing that's pretty amazing. So he's walking me through this. I mean, there are construction guys that are putting the finishing touches on things, and he's walking me through the room, and I'm like, man, I really like this model, and I'd love to move into this unit. He said, oh, man, yeah, I just want to let you know that somebody has already spoken for this unit. So I'm like, oh, really? Like, he's like, yeah, somebody already spoken for this unit, and so I thought to myself, oh, that's interesting. So I got back up to my place, and I called the office, and I'm like, you know, I just want to clarify, like, you know, when the corner unit's going to be available, how much it's going to cost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they told me how much it's going to cost and when it's going to be available, and I'm like, cool. You know, I know that they have already communicated that somebody else is interested, and it appeared to me that they had already communicated their interest and perhaps pay the deposit. I don't know. I mean, they were just, he seemed to be very firm in the fact that somebody else had spoken for the facility. I mean, spoken for the spot, right? So after I called the office and they kind of talked me through it, and they were telling me, like, if I wanted to see it, I could do this and that and the other. I'm like, you know, I know somebody's spoken for it. Maybe they don't know, but it seems like somebody has already spoken for it. So I'm in my building. And one night I'm on the phone with a friend, and I come out of my place, and there's a gentleman in the hallway who's my neighbor, maybe like two or three doors down. So he says, hey, man, like, how you doing? I'm on the phone, so I'm like naturally like thinking, like, talk to you later, like, not the moment. He's like, no, I'm just going to stand here until you get off the phone. So he does this thing where he just stands there, and finally I get off my phone conversation, and then I say, hey, man, what's up? So he starts talking, and immediately I realize that he is the person who wants that corner unit. I know that because I've met just about everybody else in the building, and he's one of the newer people. So I said, you know what? I think you probably want the building, the corner unit, you know, that's opening up on the second floor. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm really interested. Like, how did you know? I was like, I don't know. I mean, I don't remember how I said it, but I was just like, yeah, I mean, people are talking. They know that they said that you wanted the building or the corner unit. And he said, yeah, that is, it's me. You know, I just moved from Atlanta. My wife is moving back here. You know, we're empty nesters. And we got a smaller unit, but the corner units come available, and we're really excited to pursue it. So I said, cool. Now, this is where it gets interesting. I said, do you know how much it costs? And he says, no. How do you know? I said, well, I know because I called the office and I asked a bunch of questions. And he said, well, how much does it cost? I said, well, it costs $2,700. And he's looking at me like, $2,700? I'm like, yeah, it costs $2,700. And he is like, the look on his face was, I'm going to just stay where I'm at. Like, the look on his face was clearly like, had I known that, I would have never shown interest. And I just went on about my business, and I was getting in the elevator tonight. Now, that had to be like two or three days ago, and then today I'm getting on the elevator and I think about that conversation. And the thing that came to my mind was, what if I would have taken the word of the maintenance guy and said to myself, well, there's no reason for me to pursue that corner unit because it's likely that he's right. Whomever is already possessing that unit, like, they're just going to get it. And I just went on about my business. But I didn't do that. I kind of feared, something in me felt like, nah, I need to pursue this and find it on my own. So what am I trying to communicate? Why did I tell this story? So, okay. You got to be careful not to allow people to convince you that the things that you want, the things that you desire are unavailable. You got some people who want what you want, but cannot afford to pay the price to get it. And we can miss really amazing opportunities because we have this sort of fear of competition. But what is meant for you to have, no matter how complex the process of getting it might seem, no matter how high the price tag, no matter what you have to go through to get it, if it's meant for you to have it, it's going to be yours. All right, here's truth two. I said this podcast was about two things. I might throw in a third thing, so don't stop listening prematurely. God will give you the strategy to get the job done. Okay? God will give you the strategy to get the job done. So I'm reading the Bible, love the Bible, just studying the Bible. And I land in like 1 Samuel 16, 17, somewhere around in there. So I think it was like 16. Let's say 16. God tells, this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. God tells Samuel that he's tired of Saul being king. And that he wants the prophet Samuel to go down to a guy named Jesse's house and anoint among his sons a new king. And he says that one of his sons, he wants him to anoint to be the new king. Samuel's first reaction is, heck no. There is no way in the world that I'm going to go down and upset Saul by anointing a new king. When he sees me coming, right away, he's going to be like, what are you doing? Because, you know, in the Bible, when prophets showed up, like, people were afraid. first of all, they were afraid of the truth. They were afraid that God had truly spoken and that God was aware of what they were doing. Way different now. When people and prophets show up, like, you don't know what to expect. But that is not what this episode is about. So I will stay focused. Samuel is afraid. And he's, you know, let me just pause and say that. I know the Bible says that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but this is an interesting story within the context of that scripture. Hear me out. Samuel is clearly afraid of what Saul is going to think of what God told Samuel to do, period. Sometimes God tells us to do scary things, and people are often critical of folks who are afraid to do things that God says do. The reality is, if you're going to do anything for God, if you're going to make any sacrifices for God, you're going to do some scary things. So Samuel, he's faced with something really scary to do, and he tells God, he's having like a real conversation with God. He's like, God, Samuel is going to tear me up if I go down into the city and let him know that God has decided that he no longer is king. Now, Saul is the first king that there ever was. When he became a king, he was actually anointed by Samuel. I mean, it's a whole thing, right? God doesn't say to Samuel, boy, if you don't get up and do what I told you to do, he gives him strategy. He says, nah, don't worry about it. Here's what you do. You take a goat. You make it seem like you're doing a sacrifice. Like you, God gives, you can read this in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, I think. But God gives Samuel a strategy, even though Samuel is scared to do what God tells him specifically to do. And that ministered to me because, number one, I get scared sometimes to do things that God tells me to do, because I'm often overwhelmed by the idea of what might happen based on how other people might respond, right? Like, what if people think that you're stupid? Or what if you don't get the outcome that you want? Or what if you are embarrassed? Or what if this happens? Or what if that? I mean, you can be fearful of the outcome. And clearly, Samuel is fearful of the outcome, but God gives him this amazing strategy, a way not just to calm Samuel's fears and concerns, but also to alleviate the potential fears and concerns of the people that he was going to minister to through his obedience to God. So rest with that, that if God tells you to do something, he knows that it might be scary. He knows that it might be something that is foreign to you. He knows that people might be not welcoming when you are walking in obedience. He knows all of that. Like he will give you the strategy that you need to do difficult things. CJ.